I'll never forget standing at a pro-life gathering where I had a picture, blowing up pictures of pre-born children at different stages of development. And so here's the first trimester, here's a child at 8 weeks, here's a child at 10 weeks sucking his thumb, and then here's a picture of second trimester, third trimester, and all that. Now, I had a young woman come up to me, a graduate student at Portland State University, and she came up and she looked at those and she said, "Do you think you're going to fool anyone with this trick photography?" Well, these photographs, the same photographs, are in Harvard University Medical School textbooks. They're in Life magazine, you know, Leonard Nielsen's photograph. They're in all of these different places where they're published. And I looked at her and I said, "You're saying that this isn't real?" And she says, "Well, no, you've made that up. Some artist has done this and that you've just rearranged things and made this look like this is a baby." And I said, "You know, what you're saying is this is clearly a child. And so you're admitting that this is a child. And so what you're saying is therefore it can't be real, because I'm not going to choose to believe that these are real babies." And in fact, if you look at all of the, like on the back of the Why Pro-Life book, you know, there's a 3D ultrasound of the baby just 21 weeks after conception, halfway through the pregnancy in the middle of the second trimester. And here's just very clear. You got the child rubbing his right eye with his right hand. You have a cheek that's very pronounced. You've got the eye. You've got, count them, the 5 foot fingers of the left hand. You got, I mean, the photographic evidence is just incontrovertible.